This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
You are with Fossey and Dean with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive home on Joy. Now, Fossey, you've got a partner, yeah?
Yeah.
And I've got a partner.
Yeah.
Do you think your partner's smart?
Look, my partner is the second smartest person I know.
The first one?
Probably my daughter.
Oh, really? Your daughter's smarter?
She's bright.
She's very bright, actually. I've met your daughter. Very bright.
Yeah, she's pretty smart.
I think my partner's pretty smart, but Alex is joining us on the line. Alex from thebigsmoke.com.au to tell us about some research that says we might be wrong. Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. But we think our partners are pretty clever, and you're telling us we may not be right?
Yeah, look, it's interesting because it's really about whether or not we as a society have an inflated view of those we love. So it comes from a study that was done actually from the University of Western Australia. And what they did was they tested whether or not couples' actual IQs influenced their relationship satisfaction, but also whether or not the couple's actual IQs were what the other person thought they were. So it's this whole idea around love is blind bias. And on average, the people involved in the study always consistently almost saw their partners as having a higher IQ score than they actually did.
Oh, that's interesting. Do they also test for things like people thinking their partners are funnier than they really are?
I think that this one was just about IQ and intelligence and cognitive ability, but I think that the whole the humour aspect is a really important one because often humour is actually fuelled by one's own intelligence and their ability to be intelligent. So it does absolutely count. But it's all about that intellectual compatibility. And one of the things that we tend to do is if we meet someone, we so much want this to work that we kind of talk ourselves into what they should be as opposed to what they are, and often that falls into the category of whether or not they're intelligent. And I've done this myself. I've you know, dated someone where I've gone, she's so intelligent, he's so smart, and then you break up and you're like, actually, he's not, it's kind of dumb.
So true.
So I think that often happens because we are blinded by that.
Yeah, talk about looking on the bright side, hey? Yeah.
I think it's an ego thing as well for us because often you want to believe that you're intelligent, so therefore you have a romantic partner that's intelligent too.
Yeah, okay.
And you sort of think, oh, I've dodged a bullet there. Now Fossey just said that his daughter, he thinks, is very smart as well. Now, people tend to think their kids are very clever.
But mine is actually the smartest child in the world.
Oh, is she really?
She is, yeah.
Did the other parents agree with you? No.
Well, you know, they can argue it out with her. She'll win.
But sometimes people do think their kids are really smart and they're not. It's a bit awkward.
Yeah, it is one of those things, isn't it, where maybe is it potentially the same sort of principle, Alex, again, you know, sort of taking credit for our kids being so smart kind of is a reflection on ourselves, you know, we're sort of saying we're so smart too. We raised them.
A lot of times there's been a big debate over whether or not smart parents always create smart kids.
Yeah.
And that's one of the interesting discussions because, you know, one of the, and as terrible as it sounds, some parents do end up saying, why isn't my child as clever as I am? And others say, my child is so much better than what they actually are. So often we just have this skewed view of those we love, and that falls into the category of romantic partners, but absolutely does also fall into the category of children, because how many times have you been in a scenario where a parent just won't look at what their child's shortcomings are?
I strongly suspect that I'm just too stupid to know.
No, I think, and also the other thing about it, though, is it reflects you. So do you consider yourself to be a cerebral person?
Oh, it depends what time of the day it is, Alex. Probably not right now.
And I think that's the crux of it. So we often see it as a reflection of who we are in society as well.
Yeah.
It's interesting, Alex. I've got a dog. I'm a greyhound. And I think my greyhound, he's beautiful and he's clever. My partner, however, thinks that my greyhound is dumb. He's stupid.
Oh.
And I don't think he's dumb or stupid. I think he's goofy. I'll admit to goofy. I think he's quite bright.
Isn't that just a positive spin on stupid?
Well, also, This falls again into the blind bias thing.
Yeah.
My dog will often tilt its head while I'm talking, and I'll be like, oh, he's so intelligent. He's really trying to capture what I'm saying. He probably gets it, even though he can't talk back. So we do tend to do that.
You could something in his ear. Like, he's just sort of clicking.
Yeah.
And I love that it's now got a name. I love that we can now call this a blind bias.
A blind bias.
Yeah.
I love that. My partner has a cat.
Yes.
And I cannot be any clearer about this. This is the stupidest animal I've ever seen. It is stupid. But, of course, in my partner's mind, no, absolutely not. There's an entirely different view of the world when it comes to evaluating the cat.
I think it's also very personal too. I mean, you don't want to be told. Like, I don't want to be told that my dog is dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want that either, Dean, do you?
No. Goofy.
Goofy is a good way to go. Yeah.
I think it's actually a really personal thing for a lot of people. So when it comes to a partner, and especially if you're taking them out to a dinner party, for example, you want to believe that they are on par with other people or more intelligent than those in the room. And it just reflects that ego that we have that blinds us almost. But there was also a study that was done, and it wasn't about partners, but it was where a study was done in the US, and they found that 90% of the US college professors that were part of the study each claimed that they were better than average at teaching. And
from
the data set, that's highly unlikely that 90% of all US college professors are better than average at teaching. So it just shows how we view ourselves.
By definition, that's right. By definition, it's kind of impossible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It skews the average somewhat.
So our overestimation of our own brain power can often then be emulated in those we love.
I wonder with the study from the University of Western Australia whether they debriefed the participants. Like afterwards, do they say to them, you're not as bright as you think you are. You're not as bright as your husband or your.
I would love to give that feedback to
everyone. There'll be a cue for that one, Alex.
Yeah.
I did once liken my partner's intelligence to Prince George from Blackadder.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you kind of need to know the series, but Prince George isn't very bright.
Oh.
But can I just say, is that in itself, is the whole joke is in itself mean? Because he'd be like, I didn't even know what Blackadder is.
My partner knew all right.
Of course, you're
watching
mean.
It at the time.
You're mean.
Yeah, I kind of am. Well, I was mean to the cat too. I don't think it's very smart.
Nice person. We're learning a lot about you today, Fox.
No, I'm losing appeal rapidly, aren't I? If I ever had any. Yeah.
Well, thanks to that, Alex. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thanks,
Thank
Alex.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.